We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Niskanen towards the front of the goal. Kuznetsov looking. Ovechkin drives it. And it's diving Hellebuck. Rebound. Score! Alex Ovechkin still going strong. Overpowering at 600.
I'm surprised the boys ain't coming over the bench for this milestone. The fans here on their feet in unison, fourth ever to 600 in less than 1,000 games. The captain does it again here in Washington.
Couturier looking. Borjak again has to recollect it. Thought about shooting it. Feeds it down to Couturier. Trying to go back door. Got that long. A save made by Fleury on Simmons. And that's it. Marc-Andre Fleury with 400 wins in his career. The 13th goaltender in NHL history to do it. And he does it with a 38-save performance in Philadelphia.
Night of milestones in the NHL. Alex Ovechkin scores his 600th goal. Marc-Andre Fleury picks up his 400th win. Fleury beat the Flyers. Fitting way to get to a historic number. Fewest games. Yeah, fewest games to reach 400 wins in a career. Henrik Lundqvist, 727. Fleury, 728. Fleury, 33 years old. He's already 13th, Ron, in all-time wins. He's 7 wins behind Glenn Hall. So he could move into the top 10 before the season is over.
Yep, he sure can. You know, Osgood's ahead of him with 401. Granfier, 403. Hall at 407. He gets 8 more wins. He climbs into the top 10. And I'm looking at this list. I mean, I think he could easily get to 500 wins at this pace. If he plays several more years, he could get to 600 wins. And the only goaltender with 600 wins is Brodeur with 691. I don't know that Fleury's going to get to that high, but I think he definitely can get to the top 3 or 4 or 5. And I think he's a Hall of Fame goaltender on his way, and what he's doing with this Vegas team, they're going to be one of the favorites to come out of the West. If they can win 2 or 3 rounds, who knows? Maybe even more. So I think he's definitely on his way to the Hall of Fame. I watched the end of that game last night, and it was fun to see him get the NHL Network interviewed him afterwards, and he had just that smile. I couldn't hear what he was saying. But the smile just told it all, and we've seen that smile an awful lot around here.
You want to hear it? This is Fleury on reaching 400.
You know, I've heard about it for the past few games here, and I don't know, it's pretty cool to be done with it, and you know, to have you know, when I look at the list, I saw the guys I grew up looking up to, you know, so it's pretty fun to have my name with them.
Those guys being Patrick Waugh and Marty Brodeur, who I think he considers both to be idols,
and
guys that he grew up watching.
They're 1 and 2. I said Brodeur 691. Yeah. Waugh is 551, yep. Number 2.
After that game, I don't know why this is. I was just getting absolutely murdered on Twitter. Just killed by people.
Oh,
just I guess I've become the guy in town that gets the criticism whenever Fleury does something that proves to people that he's a Hall of Fame goaltender. Last night would be one of those accolades or milestones for him, because I don't look at Fleury as a Hall of Famer. And I, of course, and I didn't put anything out there last night. It's not like I wanted to rag on a guy after he got to 400, but it just seems like whenever he does, I'm the person that bears the brunt of that. You know, what makes a Hall of Fame goaltender? I don't think it's wins.
No, I don't think that's the defining
statistic.
When you combine it with 3 Stanley Cups.
But I don't give him full credit for those, Ron.
Yeah, of course you don't have to give him full credit for them. What do you give him credit for? 1.5? No, how about 1.5? You're not going to give him credit for half of last year?
Can you get a half point? You can get
absolutely
a half cup?
You can. Absolutely,
okay, so,
you can.
So 1.5 cups does it?
Combined with 400 wins and many more yet to come, absolutely it does in my mind. I mean, you're entitled to your opinion, but I mean, I don't think they win the cup last year without him. And he got 9 wins. He had more wins than Murray did last year. In the playoffs. I'm not saying that they made a mistake by not keeping him. I don't believe that for 1 second. They had to go with Murray. And maybe one day Murray will be better, but he's got a long way to go to get there. And to me, he's a Hall of Famer, Fleury.
Yeah, I think wins
and
are...
And he's not done yet.
Well, I think wins are the only Hall of Fame stat he has. I mean, do we like Chris Osgood as a Hall of Famer? I mean, he was on all those Red Wings teams. How many Stanley Cups does he get credit for?
I don't know. I'd have to look back. But, I mean, he has 401 wins. Fleury's not done yet.
I know he's
not. Fleury could get to 500 or 600.
And this has always been my issue with this conversation. When I think Hall of Famer, you got to be.
See, here we go again. I don't know how you look at it this way. He is not as good as Brodeur.
Okay.
He's not as good as Waugh.
Yep.
Okay? That doesn't mean he's not a Hall of Fame goaltender. So, is every cornerback other than Mel Blount not good enough to be in the Pro Football Hall of Fame?
No, I get that. But let's,
I mean, I'm not saying he's one of the greatest.
So
I'm just saying he's a Hall of Famer.
So let's leave those guys that we both believe are the two or three best to ever do it. At any point in Marc-Andre Fleury's career, was he considered the best or one of the best goalies in the NHL? And my answer is no.
I think right now he is this year. But,
well, he would be this year if he didn't have the concussion.
Right.
I mean,
his numbers this year are just staggering. No, I don't know. I mean, Jerome Bettis, was he ever considered the best running back?
No.
Of course, you don't think he's a Hall of Famer either. Right? You said that.
I love Jerome, but I'm not a compiler guy.
Well, that's fine. Other people do it different ways. I mean, there's something to be said for longevity and staying healthy. And Fleury has had a longevity despite not staying healthy as of late with these concussions. Now, early in his career, he didn't miss many games.
I mean, to me, if a pitcher got in the Hall of Fame and he was never even in Cy Young contention, I would have a problem with that.
And I think there probably have been pitchers that have done
that. Yeah, and I would tell you that they made a mistake letting those guys in.
That's your opinion. That's great. And you're entitled to it.
And that's the way I look at Fleury. He's never finished higher than 7th in the Vezina voting. I mean, he's been around now for 14 years. He's never finished higher than 7th.
He might finish higher this year.
He might, if he plays enough games the minds of the voters.
I think they've already forgotten that he missed a time earlier.
Look at the guys that are ahead of him on that list or had that little mark next to them that, you know,
Is Lundqvist a Hall of Famer in your mind?
Well, I put him ahead of Fleury.
Why?
Because he's got the Vezina. And his...
Never won a Stanley Cup?
No, he doesn't.
His wins are only 30 more at this point.
Yeah, yeah, it's close. I mean, between the two, if you put a gun to my head and I had to pick one, I would pick Lundqvist. But I don't really... The reason why I stopped and hesitated is because I don't really want Henrik Lundqvist in my Hall of Fame.
That's great. You know, you're a tough voter. Now, I'm a tough voter when it comes to the Baseball Hall of Fame. That's fine.
So what makes the Hockey Hall of Fame different for you?
Because I don't think I'm being a tough voter for Fleury. Or Lundqvist, for that matter. But I would definitely put Fleury ahead of Lundqvist. Hasn't won a cup.
No, I know. I mean, I look at the guys that are ahead of Fleury in wins that aren't in the Hall of Fame. How many of them are there? Three? Roberto Luongo
is still playing. Lundqvist is still playing. Those are the only two ahead of
Curtis
him.
Joseph isn't in. Curtis Joseph, I think, is a lot like Fleury. A lot of wins.
54 wins.
A lot of wins. Played for a long time. Was always considered a really good goaltender. Never considered the best or one of the best. So I'll say this about Fleury. I'm ecstatic to watch what's happened with him and that team this year. I said back in September they were going to stink. You know, you get everybody's second-hand players and, you know, everybody's recycled players. I thought they were going to win like 20 games this year. I thought they were going to be awful, that they were going to be picking at the top of the draft. So I hope that they get to the Stanley Cup final. That, to me, would be the dream scenario, that we're in June around Memorial Day talking about the Penguins in Vegas. That would be like the thrill of the year for me.
That would be pretty much fun.
But I just, the Hall of Fame thing, every time he gets one of these numbers, it comes up. And I just get killed by people for saying that he's not a Hall of Famer. I mean, this is how I'll put it. We've had this debate before. Barrasso's better. Barrasso is a better goaltender by pretty much any objective measure in my mind, except wins. And it's like, how much
I think Barrasso's a Hall of Fame goaltender,
well, right,
too.
But how do you...
Now, he played in a different era where, you know, he could be great in a 6-5 win. I mean, because it was so wide open back then. And he played against the Gretzky's of the world, played during the Lemieux era. But very easily in my mind, and I watched every – I was at covering every one of the playoff games in 91 and 92.
Right.
And Mario got the Conn Smythe both years. It easily could have been Barrasso, in my opinion. So, to me, he's definitely Hall of Famer. Most wins, I think, of any American goaltender. I don't know if that's still – I'd have
but
to
when
double.
You,
no, Ryan Miller has passed
when
him,
you compare the two, you don't think, well
– Well, Ryan Miller's right there with him.
Fleury has more wins than Barrasso, so he's better. Or Fleury has more cups than Barrasso, so he's better, right?
I mean, but I think they both belong. That's what I'm saying. I still would take Barrasso, I guess, in a big game. But that doesn't mean I don't think Fleury belongs either.
Well,
the Hall of Fame has more than just the two greatest of all time.
No, I know. I just think that Fleury's even a – I think that there's a level in between Patrick Waugh, Marty Brodeur, and then Marc-Andre Fleury.
Okay,
like, I think he's a third-tier guy, which is really close, borderline. But outside of wins, I don't see any Hall of Fame credentials or statistics for him.
A cup and a half, you're not going to give him. Even one cup, you're not
going to give him. No, I'm giving him one cup for sure.
And if, well, I don't think – even do they beat Washington last
year
without
him? No, they
don't.
So I can get
– so give him one and a half.
I'll give him credit for that. But one and a half cups I don't think necessarily makes a Hall of Famer. How about you, Pittsburgh?
No, when you combine it with 400 wins, though, it does.
Well, let's find out what Pittsburgh thinks. 412-928-9370. People on social media kill me. Every time Fleury has a big night, his 400th win.
Let me throw it at you this way, too, okay?
Okay.
You talk about cups, and that's definitely a factor, one and a half. Let's say Matt Murray gets hurt. You know, he's had some injuries.
Yeah.
Say he wins 150 games in the NHL, and his career ends because of injuries.
Yep.
But he won two cups.
Yeah.
Is he a Hall of Famer?
Probably not.
Not probably. No. No way. Because longevity is part of it. You got to play for a period of time to deserve the Hall of Fame, in my opinion.
Fleury's 400 wins. We've disagreed for a long time on Fleury as a Hall of Famer. Where do you come down on things, Pittsburgh? 412-928-9370. That's the Edgar Snyder and Associates fan text line, 412-928-9370.
I also like to get people's opinion on what Ovechkin
has done.
Yeah,
let's talk about that, too.
It's not just Fleury who had the big night last night. Ovechkin is the greatest goal scorer of our generation. It's not even close. 600 goals. You may not like him, and you may not at all, you may not like him, but you have to give the man his respect. He's the greatest goal scorer of this generation.
Your thoughts on Fleury? 400 wins. Three cups, Hall of Famer, 412-928-9370, plus Ovechkin talk. It's Cook and Pony.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.